And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, it's the 13th of September, 2013. It was on this day, 1814, Francis Scott Key was inspired to write the words to the Star-Spangled Banner, watching the British attack on Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The British had the upper hand in the War of 1812, just 3 weeks before. They had set fire to much of Washington, D.C., burned the Capitol, the Treasury, the President's House, President James Madison, forced to flee for his life. Americans were afraid the British might choose to invade New York or Philadelphia or Boston. The British had recently begun using rockets, a new military weapon, incendiary rockets, and Francis Scott Key watched them raining down on Fort McHenry at the mouth of Baltimore Harbor, and he assumed the fort would not be able to withstand the attack. But just after sunrise, he saw the American flag still flying over the fort. The commander of the fort, Major Armistead, had chosen to fly an enormous flag that day, 42 feet long, 30 feet high. And Francis Scott Key began writing his poem, which celebrated a battle that turned out to be the turning point of the war. And it also immortalized the flag itself as a sacred object in America. It's the birthday of Bill Monroe, born in Rosine, Kentucky, 1911. Father of bluegrass, brilliant mandolin player, tenor, singer. In 1938, he formed his band, the Bluegrass Boys, which came to include, over the years, Don Reno, Jimmy Martin, Carter Stanley, Vassar Clements, Chubby Wise, Byron Berline, and Lester Flatt, and Earl Scruggs. It's the birthday of the pianist Clara Schumann, born Clara Wick in Leipzig, Germany, 1819. She gave a concert when she was 8 years old, and Robert Schumann, who was 17, fell in love with her. She made her formal debut at the age of 11, considered a great pianist for the rest of her life. She married Robert Schumann when she turned 21, had 7 children by him, and continued to tour and perform and compose, played her last concert in 1891, 61 years after her career had begun. Clara Schumann, who said, "My imagination can picture no fairer happiness than to continue living for art." And it's the birthday of the British novelist and playwright John Boynton Priestley, J.B. Priestley, 1894, born in Yorkshire, served in the infantry during World War I. Most of his friends were killed in combat. Didn't write about the war, wrote about the time before the war. Priestley said, "I belong at heart to the pre-1914 North Country." Here's a poem for today by Connie Wanick, entitled Red Rover. What courage we had, our infantry stretched across the yard, no shields, no swords, no cavalry assembled behind us, calming their nervous mounts. We had the strength of our arms, the speed of our legs. We had our friends and our convictions. Opposite us, the undulating line of children drew suddenly straight. It was early on a summer day, but the larks fell silent. A high voice invoked the name, Red Rover. We could not say who said it first, but righteousness passed through us like current through a wire, or like an inaugural sip of wine burning in our chests, something Father gave us over our mother's earnest protestations. Red Rover, a poem by Connie Wanick from Hartley Field, published by Holy Cow Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.